Peah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. We've discussed before the mitzvah of Matanos Aniyim involving ololos. Ololos, we said, were random grapes that grow without having the form of an eshkel, of a cluster. And the question in our Mishnah is, what happens if that's what your entire kerem, your entire vineyard is made up of? You have a very poor kerem, it doesn't seem to grow properly. So that's the Mishnah asks here, kerem shekulo olelos. If you have a kerem that is entirely made up of olelos, so who does it belong to? Do we say under such circumstances it goes to the aniyim, or is it to the balabayas? So Rabbi Eliezer Omer lebalabayas. He says it goes to the balabayas because since there is nothing for the balabayas, there is only matnos aniyim. So the matnos aniyim don't apply. Because you have to have something for the balabayas to give away matnos aniyim. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva disagrees. He says, la'aniyim. He says, no, it's olelos. Now the Mishnah will bring their rationales. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said that the pasuk says, kisivtzor, when you harvest, and you harvest your kerem, lo sa'olel, do not take away the olelos. The olelos belong to the aniyim. So says Rabbi Eliezer, based on that pasuk, im ein butzir menayin olelos. If there's no butzir, if there's no harvesting for the farmer, where do we have the idea of olelos? In other words, the Torah seems to be connecting the two. When you're going to do a betzira, when you're going to do a harvesting that goes your own harvesting for your purposes, then there you don't take away the olelos. But if there is nothing for you, then the idea of olelos does not apply. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva responded to him and said, "V'charmucha lo se'olos." A pasuk that says that your kerem you shall not take away the olos, and that means according to Rabbi Akiva, filu kule olos. Even if it's completely made up of nothing but olos. Oh, then you have to ask yourself, then what does Rabbi Akiva do with Rabbi Eliezer's pasuk? Im Cain, if so, lama nemar kisivtzer lo se'ola. What is the Torah trying to tell us with the idea that if you do have betzira, if you do your private harvesting, then don't take away the olelos, which Rabbi Eliezer used that to understand that there has to at least be something for the balabayas. So he understands it for a different purpose. Ein la'aniyim olelos kodem habatzir. That yes, the olelos are tied into the harvesting, but not in the sense that without a betzira, without something for the balabayas, you don't have olelos. You have olelos even if there's nothing for the balabayas. What it's telling you is that prior to the batzir, till the batzir is happening, there is nothing for the aniyim. Aniyim can't take until the batzir time. They can't go in there and say, well, this is growing as an olelos, I can take it. No, they can only do it once there is a betzira going on. Now, this halacha, of course, is applicable. Nothing to do with the case of our Mishnah, per se, that where it's kule olelos. That pasuk is telling you that in a standard case where there is something that goes to the balabayas, something that goes to the aniyim can't say, well, I see already what is olelos, I'm going to take it. No, they have to wait until he does the betzira. The Rishalmi, of course, wants to know, according to Rabbi Eliezer, what does he do with Rabbi Akiva's pasuk of Charmecha lo se'olel? That the Yerushalmi explains that since the aniyim are not allowed to have any olelos prior to the batzir, as Rabbi Eliezer explained Rabbi Akiva's pasuk, so you might think that the owner of the kerem could be zocha in them. He could go to his vineyard, and before he begins the betzira, and just take off the olelos. Perhaps since the olelos are not considered olelos until actually the betzira occurs, maybe he can do it prior to the betzira. That the pasuk is teaching you, says the Yerushalmi, according to Rabbi Eliezer, v'char mechalos olel, that you can't take away the olelos. Whether it's at the time of betzira or prior to the betzira, you can't. Now the Yerushalmi there also talks about how much is considered to be a betzira, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, that we said it goes to the balabayas if there's not a betzira. So how much is that betzira? How much does there have to be for the aniyim to be able to get the olelos? It has to be three clusters, three eshkolos, that make a revias halug of yayin, what we have our standard revias. And the other opinion is it has to be a quarter of a kav, which is actually an entire log, not a revius halog, but an entire log, has to be able to produce that much in order to be able to consider it to be a betzira for the Baal HaBayis, that the aniyim should be able to get the olilos.